ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तभयेषु वदेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। एते चंसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखसमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम्। निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं बलं सुखमुखदं मृतदिवसं मुदं विविधं प्राकृतं रासमालयं मुहुरोहोरासिगभूवि भावुकः। We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 3rd chapter, text number 14. Sa eva svaprakritya idam shrishtva agre triguna atmakam tad anu tvam hi apravishta pravishta eva bhavyase. Sa eva saprakrishtyedam shrishtva gred trigunatmakam tad anutam hi apravishta pravishta eva bhavyase. Sa hi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, eva, indeed, svaprakritya, by your personal energy, maya dyakshana prakrite suyate sacharacharam. That is from the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter. Idam, this material world, Shrishtva, after creating, Agre, in the beginning, Triguna Atmakam, made of the three modes of energy, Sattva, Raja, Tamogun, Tad Anu, thereafter, Tvam, your Lordship, He, indeed, Apravishta, although you did not enter, Pravishta Iva, you appear to have entered, Bhavyase, are so understood. Okay. Hare Krishna. Fine? Okay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. My Lord, you are the same person who in the beginning created this material world by His personal external energy. After the creation of this world of the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas, you appear to have entered it, although in fact you have not, purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead clearly explains, Bhumir apo nalo vayu kam manobhudhir evacha ahankara itya me bina prakritir ashtadha. This material world of the three modes of nature, sattvagun, rajagun and tamagun, is a composition of earth, water, fire, air, mind, intelligence and false ego, all of which are energies coming from Krishna. Yet Krishna, being always transcendental, is aloof from this material world. Those who are not in pure knowledge think that Krishna is a product of matter and that his body is material like ours. Avajananti mam mudha. In fact, however, Krishna is always aloof from this material world. In the Vedic literature, we find the creation described in relationship to Mahavishnu, as stated in the Brahma Samhita. Eko pyaso rajayitum jagadanda gotim yachaktirasti jagadanda chayayadanta andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, the original personality of Godhead. By his partial planetary expansion as Mahavishnu, he enters into material nature. Then he enters every universe as Garbhadakashayi, Vishnu, and he enters all the elements, including every atom of matter, as Kshiradakashayi, Vishnu. Such manifestations of cosmic creation are innumerable, both in the universe and in the individual atoms. Govinda is partially exhibited as Antaryami, the Supersoul, who enters this material world, Adantarasta, and who is within the atom. The Brahma Samhita further says, Yasyaikane Sasidakala Matavanamya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandanata Vishnur Mahamsaya Yasya Kala Vishesho Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. This verse describes Mahavishnu as planetary expansions of Krishna. Mahavishnu lies on the causal ocean, and when he exhales, millions of brahmandas or universes come from the pores of his body. Then, when Mahavishnu inhales, all these brahmandas disappear. Thus, the millions of brahmandas controlled by the Brahmas and other demigods come and go in this material world through the breathing of Mahavishnu. Foolish persons think that when Krishna appears as the son of Vasudev, is limited like an ordinary child. But Vasudev was aware that although the Lord had appeared as his son, the Lord had not entered Devaki's womb and then come out. Rather, the Lord was always there. The Supreme Lord is all-pervading, present within and without. Pravishta eva bhavyase. He only seemed to have entered the womb of Devaki and to have now appeared as Vasudev's child. The expression of this knowledge by Vasudev indicates that Vasudev knew how these events took place. Vasudev was certainly a devotee of the Lord in full knowledge, and we must learn from devotees like him. Bhagavad Gita therefore recommends, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnana sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastatta darshana. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Vasudev begot the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet he was in full knowledge of how the Supreme Lord appears and disappears. He was therefore Tattvadarshi, a seer of the truth, because he personally saw how the Supreme Absolute Truth appeared as his son. Vasudev was not in ignorance, thinking that because the Supreme Godhead had appeared as his son, the Lord had become limited. The Lord is unlimitedly existing and all-pervading, inside and outside. Thus there is no question of his appearance or disappearance. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sapadantigam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yodabhadagamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidamscha He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govika Ganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brijabanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kaulau Nastyeva 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 Gattiranyata Saiva Saprakrityedam Srishtva agre trigunatmakam tad anutam hiya pravishta pravishtiva bhavyase. My Lord, you are the same person who in the beginning created this material world by his personal external energy. After the creation of this world of the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas, you appear to have entered it, although in fact you have not. Vasudeva is offering these prayers to his divine son, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Krishna. And the Srila Prabhupada is explaining that in the purport that Vasudeva was certainly in full knowledge. Is Tattvadarshi. So he has seen the truth. He has realized the absolute truth. When Krishna was present, after he had appeared and then went to, after Krishna was brought by his father Vasudev to Gokul, so many persons, of course the Brijbasis, they all, or most of them, they were pure devotees and had a loving relationship with Krishna, and they were properly situated in their constitutional position as eternal servants in a loving relationship with Krishna. And in Dwarka also they were properly situated, but there's a difference there. Sisi Gonita, Sisi Krishnavaram, Sisi Radha, Shama Sundar. In Dwarka, so they were realizing, they were understanding the Krishna is a Supreme Person. While in Braj, the Brijabasis, by the internal energy, Yoga Maya, they were not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They simply believe Krishna is our beloved. So that is Madhurya Bhav, which is the most exalted form of devotional service in Braj. That is the highest planet, the spiritual planet, Golok, where Krishna is residing. And Krishna is Atmaram Abdakam, fully self-satisfied. But at the same time, he is relishing the loving sentiments of his associates, and he is reciprocating, and that is increasing his transcendental pleasure, which is all unlimited, Paramananda. And that is giving pleasure to his devotees, and that is Anandam Buddhivadanam, that is ever increasing at every step, Pratipadam Punnam Rita Svadanam. So Vasudev, the father of Vasudev, so he was in full knowledge. At the same time, many other people, even in Braj, they came to Braj also, sent by Kamsa, some demoniac people, asuras, and they saw Krishna, but they did not understand who Krishna is. And even so much so they wanted to kill Krishna. But actually, so it says, they were entering Braj, but actually they were not really entering Braj. They were simply on the surface of Braj. And they were not even killed by Krishna, but by Vishnu, or Vasudev, Krishna. Krishna is just playing and enjoying, and does make his hands dirty. And even later on, when he was in Dwarka, or then in Hastinapura, and the battlefield of Kurukshetra, so many people saw him. The darshan of him, but they didn't have the proper consciousness. They were not favorably disposed towards Krishna or the devotees. They were not serving, no loving sentiments. So although apparently they were seeing Krishna, and they knew this is Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, and some they were saying, well, is he actually the son of Vasudeva, or is he the son of Nanda Baba? So it was not even clear to many people. But whatever, they did not have the proper knowledge, the full knowledge. Although they were seeing Krishna, so some benefit was there, but not full benefit. And it is mentioned, anyone who saw Krishna on the battlefield was delivered. And that is true, but different kinds of liberation are there. Some they were entering the body of Krishna, or the effulgence, entering the Brahma Jyoti. So that is a kind of liberation, Sayujya Mukti, but that is not required, that is not the actual liberation, that is not the ultimate liberation. That is only partial liberation, if one is entering the Brahma Jyoti. This is the spiritual world, but in that position one is not serving Krishna, not recognizing Krishna fully, in a dormant state. So that is not desired. These persons who will go there, and then even after this material creation is annihilated, so they are there for millions and trillions of years, not doing anything. Some bliss is there, Brahmananda. So the bliss of because the spiritual world is such an ananda sarup, it is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. But those in the Brahma Jyoti, their knowledge is not fully revealed. And they are not active in the service of the Lord, and therefore the transcendental bliss which is experienced is very, very minimal. But the highest bliss is experienced, and that is a proper situation when one is fully engaged in the transcendental loving exchange with Krishna, either in Golok or in Dwarka or Mathura. Or it may be also in the Vaikuntha planets where Vishnu is residing, or the different Vishnu Murtis. So Vasudev was in perfect knowledge, and he's an eternal associate of the Lord. And even though he comes to this material world, and sometimes even the associates, they appear to be bewildered, but actually they are not. And their bewilderment is under the eternal energy. So the Yoga Maya, even the gopis, they did not know that Krishna is God. So some transcendental bewilderment may be there, you may say. But that is by the internal energy, yoga maya. So that Krishna, because Krishna wants to enjoy this relationship, this intimate relationship, just like a king, so the president of a country, of a state, so he's there as a president of the king, and there's an exchange with the praja, the inhabitants of the kingdom, and there may be some, of course, love may be there, and between, it should be there. The king, who is a representative of the Lord, he should have love for the Lord, and then he has love for everyone. At the same time, then the praja, the inhabitants of the kingdom, so they may also have love for the king, if they're genuine, if they have Krishna in the center. But the love is covered, or is is there with some own reverence. Oh, he's the king. And the subjects, so they may go to the king, they may offer something to the king, they may speak to him, and they may even show their affection for him. But an ordinary person, he cannot embrace the king or have a very intimate relationship. It is not possible, because it's the king, and they have to show the respect. Aishwarya, Maryada, the limitations may be there. One should not transgress the rules of the scriptures, and so the ordinary persons, they can come quite close to the king, but not completely close. At the most, they can shake his hand. Of course, in India, it's pranam mudra. With folded hands, they will go before the king. They will not shake the hand. So, whereas in the palace, so his family members are there, and they have a very intimate relationship. They know that is the king, and the wife knows, the queen, and the children, when they're growing up, they will understand that my father is the king. And so, but they will not be with folded hands before the king, no. But they will be very intimate, and they will say, Pita or whatever, yeah, my father, and joking with the father also. And so in this way, there's a intimate relationship, and the king and the children and the wife, they're forgetting that the king is the king. Similarly, Krishna and Braj is forgetting that he's the Supreme Lord, and his associates, they're also, by his yoga maya, they are not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But Krishna sometimes, so always internal, he's by his own energy, he's mugda, he's bewildered, but at the same time he's also sarvagya, he knows everything. but mostly he's bewildered by his own energy, and he's relishing the wonderful exchange with his associates, so much so they can control him. Like Mother Yashoda, the gopis, they can't control Krishna, and he likes to be controlled. At the same time, he's also in control. But he's controlled, but he's in control. So similar here in regards to this material world, so he is offering prayer, Vasudev, that my Lord, so you, in the beginning you created this material world, and then also your personal energy actually manifested this world. So this material world is a manifestation of the Supreme Lord. It is non-different from the Lord. The material energy is non-different from Krishna, ultimately. So that is the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, simultaneously one and different. And as explained here, the different expansions are there. Mahavishnu, also known as Karana Dakshai Vishnu, Garva Dakshai Vishnu, and Kshira Dakshai Vishnu, they are known as the Purushavatars. So they are not even directly expanded from Krishna, but they are coming from Mahashankarshan. Mahashankarshan, Vishnumurti, who is the expanded form of Mool Shankarshan Balaram in Dwarka. And that Balaram is an expanded form of of Rohini Nandan, Rohini Sutta, Balaram in Braj. And Balaram is expansion of Krishna also. They're simultaneously also ever existing and non-different and different also. Krishna, Balaram, they are non-different. At the same time, the difference also, if you look, even here, and we have heard, Krishna is blackish, and Balaram is whitish, so you can differentiate between them. So, but they're the same, but at the same time, they're different. And they perform their wonderful pastimes, but Krishna, Ekaleshwara Krishna Arasabha Britya, Krishna is the Parameshwar. He's actually the only Ishwar. Akuranvachate Krishna Sarvalokaika Ishwara Nayakaha. So he's the only hero. Balaram is also a hero, but even Vishnu Ramchandra is a hero, Nayak. But the ultimate hero, that is Krishna. Of course, Balaram is very strong, and one time Prabhupada was asking, who is stronger, Balaram or Krishna? And some were saying, Balaram, he's strong, he's elder, he must be, he's strong, his name is Balaram, Bala, strength. He must be stronger than Krishna. Some were saying, no, Krishna. And then Prabhupada said ultimately, you can see, Balaram is leaning on Krishna. So Krishna is stronger, he's the support of everyone. But Balaram is strong also, and all the planets, they are resting on Anantashesh, and Anantashesh is simply an expansion of the expansion of Balaram. So in Tattva, so Krishna is the source of everything, is the strongest, is most beautiful. All opulences belong to him, everything belongs to him. Bhuktarang Iktapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. So in Tattva Vichar, the consideration of the Absolute Truth. But then the Lila Vichar is there, the consideration of the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and Braj. And there, Krishna is becoming controlled by his mother. His friends, they are wrestling with Krishna. And they are defeating Krishna also in wrestling. So Sudam or Sridam, they are challenging Krishna for a fight. So you think you're the strongest? Okay, you fight with me. And then they're fighting, and then Krishna sometimes is defeated. In play. So mercifully he allows to be defeated because of their love, because of their endeavor. And also in the loving exchange with the gopis. So Krishna sometimes is defeated. They're playing game, some games also. Dice. At noontime especially, Radhakund, Krishna meets with the gopis. And then many times Krishna gets defeated. And even there's one verse describing how Krishna, and as we're saying, Balaram is putting his arm on Krishna's shoulder, so Krishna is stronger. So in Braj, so Srimati Radharani, she is the Shakti of Krishna. So there's one verse where it is mentioned that Krishna sometimes he also puts his left arm on the shoulder or around Radharani's shoulder, and so then showing that actually, so he's very much enamored by the love and the beauty, and in this way controlled by Srimati Radharani. Krishna is Madan Mohan. In the material world, everyone is struggling with the mind and the senses, and especially attraction to the opposite sex is very strong, and so by the influence of Madan, so Cupid, the material Cupid, who is a manifestation of the, of course, the demigod, an expansion of Pradumnya. But then it is mentioned that Krishna is a transcendental Cupid, and then the material Cupid, he cannot bewail the Krishna, not possible. So therefore Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. So he's bewildering Cupid of this material world, there's no chance. But then Srimati Radharani, she is Madan Mohan Mohini. She's also bewildering Krishna. So much so that in front of Radharani, sometimes he cannot hold his flute and his chadar is falling. So that has been explained also. Because of her love And then, so that is increasing in Krishna's beauty and Krishna's love, and there is a transcendental competition there between Krishna and Srimati Radharani, loving exchange. So the acharyas in our sampradaya, so they have explained that the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no different from Radha and Krishna, and he came in this world to give, to establish the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the fallen conditioned souls of the age of Kali, they can advance very rapidly and even come to the highest plane of pure devotional service by His mercy, by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is no different from Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So by His mercy, and then by the mercy of His associates, especially the six Goswamis, and then so specifically we're taking shelter of Rupa Goswami, so then the most exalted conceptions of the Absolute Truth, they have been revealed, and so they have been handed down in disciplic succession by the associates of the Lord, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, His Divine Son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, and then our most beloved Shishima Chila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So he has presented these highest conceptions as given by the previous acharyas, which is revealed by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, of the highest realm, Golok Vrindavan. So, but here, of course, Vasudev, so he's a devotee of Krishna in Mathura and Dwarka. And so he has knowledge of Krishna, who appeared as his son, who is his son, that he is also the Supreme Lord. And just to also because to show Vasudev, so Krishna, first he appeared in forearm form, and sometimes actually in Dwarka, in the spiritual realm, and even when he was in this world, sometimes Krishna, Dwarkadish, showed his forearm form, and sometimes he was just there with two forms, which is appreciated more. Even Arjuna, he saw the universal form and he was awestruck. He had heard about that and he wanted to see, and he saw, and he was shaking and offering prayers and being bewildered also. And then he said, please show me your forearm form. And then he also showed his forearm form. So because Arjuna also wanted to show everyone that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and everything is included in Him. So therefore He showed the universal form. So not only to Arjuna, it was some others they were able to see. And then just to make everyone understand that Krishna is actually the Supreme Lord. But after the universal form, then He showed His forearm form, because general personalities, persons in this world, they are aware of Vishnu, and Vishnu has four arms. So just to convince everyone that Krishna is actually no different from Vishnu, so he showed his four arm form. And then again, Arjuna was requesting for his two arm form, which then so then he was more comfortable. And so even the Dwarkavasis, they like to see Krishna with two arms. That is sufficient. But sometimes he shows his opulence and he shows his forearms, and then holding chakra, the transcendental wheel, and then gada, the club, and then the conch shell and the lotus flower. So the chakra, the disc, is to destroy the demons, to kill demoniac persons, and also the gada is there to smash atheistic persons. And whereas the conch shell and the flowers are there to bestow benedictions to the devotees. And when he's blowing the conch shell, like in Kurukshetra, that is then to proclaim the victory. So Jaikar is there by blowing the conch shell, Panchajanya. And when anyone was hearing that, of course, and Arjuna also, So when they're blowing the conch shell, then so that transcendental vibration was there, and so then actually the intelligent persons, they could understand that victory is there awaiting the Pandavas. And it is also mentioned that when the demons even, and the wives of the demons, who, well, the people are getting, the ladies are getting pregnant, but then when they hear the conch shell, so then actually they get miscarriages because of this effect of the conch shell of Krishna. So the demonic persons and their wives, they become very much afraid. So there's one verse explaining that. So the Lord's pastimes are very wonderful in the spiritual world and even in the material world. And even the creation is such an amazing thing, Krishna's creation. And he's creating, so the external energy is there, the material world, which is non-different from Krishna. And it is also different from Krishna. And as explained here, so Krishna, and as explained in Bhagavad Gita, he enters into the material world, and at the same time he's not entering into the material world. So Krishna is all-pervading, and is explained here in the purport, and in Brahma Samhita is situated in everyone's heart, and even in the atoms, Krishna is present there in the form of Kshirodakshai Vishnu. And so he's everywhere, and everything is situated in Krishna. Therefore, Maria Yashoda, when Krishna apparently had eaten some mitti, some earth, the friends complained, Balaram complained to Maria Yashoda, and Maria Yashoda was saying, so you ate some mitti? And Krishna said, no, I didn't eat any earth. You can look in my mouth. And Maria Yashoda is saying, okay, open your mouth. So Krishna opened his mouth, and then she saw all the universes inside Krishna. As he opened his mouth inside the belly, then so he looked inside and she saw all the universes are there, and as explained here, they're coming from Mahavishnu, unlimited universes are coming, and then he's breathing in. So he's the greatest yogi, of course, is Krishna, but then after Krishna is Karunakshay Vishnu, Mahavishnu, is exhaling, and that is for millions and trillions of years. And then he's inhaling, and everything is going inside all the universes, and he's exhaling, all the coming outside again. Then in Garbhadaksha Vishnu entering into each universe, and then in each universe is a Brahma. Our one is the smallest universe, so he only has four heads. On universes they are bigger, so Brahma has 10 heads, 100 heads, 1,000 heads, and then that stays for quite some long time. And then again, everything is wound up so by Krishna's arrangement. So even the material world is amazing, how everything is working very nicely. Every day the sun rises there without fail. Sometimes there's no electricity, and then we cannot see in the morning. And even here we have a backup system, and so inverter, but sometimes, and with batteries, sometimes that is failing also. And sometimes we have seen, not very often, rarely, but we have seen also here, then suddenly no light, then no electricity, and the backup system failed, and no light, we cannot see anything. But the sun is always there, and every day the sun rises there without fail. Now it's a little later, so the days are getting shorter, but every day, 7:02 now, and then it will be 7:03 for a few days, and 7:04, 7:05, without fail, till the end of the destruction, till the destruction of this material existence. And everything is going on perfectly. So this material world is perfect and complete, because it emanated from the perfect and complete person. At the same time, the material world has some drawbacks are there, because the conditioned souls are there, and they are under the influence of the external energy, Raja, Tama, and Sattva, as explained here. And they're not knowing what is going on. But by the mercy of the Lord, and by the mercy of the pure devotee, so the conditioned soul, the Bhadajiv, They can come to their senses, they can gain knowledge, and slowly but surely they can become free from also material nature. Slowly but surely, not so easy. And even sometimes one is a little bit finding some relief, but then again the modes of nature are there. But one has to try to become transcendently situated on the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. But in the beginning, not easy, and the sadhakas are there, sometimes in goodness, sometimes passion is there, sometimes ignorance is there. But one has to know what is the mode of goodness, and one has to be try to be situated in the mode of goodness, always engaged in devotional service, and then one can transcend the mode of goodness also and be on the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness, and then one can realize the Supreme Lord, who is always situated, who is always transcendentally situated, Vasudeva. So that is the position of Shuddha Sattva, as explained in the fourth canto by Lord Shiva. Vasudeva, that stage is the Vishuddha Sattva, and on that stage one can realize Krishna or Vasudeva Krishna. That stage is also known as Mathura, the transcendental state, the abode of the Lord. Only when one is properly situated in the holy abode, free from the modes of material nature, then one can realize Krishna. One can realize the pastimes of the Lord. So it is not sufficient only to be here physically, but one has to transcend the modes of material nature and be situated on the transcendental plane beyond the modes of material nature, beyond the gross and subtle body, on the platform of the soul. And then one can steadily progress. So in the age of Kali, so we cannot even directly approach Krishna. Always first we have to take shelter of the spiritual master, and then we have to take shelter of Satchinandana Gaura Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no different from Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanda. Anta Krishna Bahir Gaura Dashitangadis Vaibhavam. Kala Sankirtanadyasma Krishna Chaitanya Ashritaha. So that is the first verse of the Sandarbha, Tattva Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. So he's explaining, so Mahaprabhu, we take shelter of Mahaprabhu. Inside his black, he's Krishna. But he's covered by the golden effulgence and the mood of Srimati Radharani. And he's explaining, and he's showing his opulences and his... together here he has come with his associates, and by the mercy of the associates we can, and by engaging in Sankirtan we can actually become free from the influence of world's material nature and then approach the transcendental realm of Braj and the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna. We have 2 minutes time, so today is also the disappearance day of Saranga Thakur. So Saranga Thakur, an associate of the Lord. Of course we have Saranga Thakur Das also. I think he went to Delhi, right? To take care of Bhuvaneshwar. So Saranga Thakur, a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, eternal associate of the Lord. And in Krishna Leela, Saranga Thakur is Nandimukhi. Nandimukhi is the sister of Madhu Mangal, a dear friend of Krishna. Madhu Mangal is from the Brahmana family, so he's a Brahmana, but he's also known as a joker. He's a big joker, always making jokes. So he's a friend of Krishna, and he's a joker, big joker, always making fun. Of course, Krishna is the biggest joker, he's also always making fun. But amongst his associates, there are some they are known as jokers. So he's a joker. Krishna is a joker. Krishna is the biggest joker, and Madhu Mangal is also a big joker. Hare Krishna. And the devotees are also jokers. So even the pure devotees, they are many times making jokes, but always, of course, appropriate. So Nandimukhi, she is the sister of Madhu Mangal, and they are the children of Sandipani Muni, who was staying in Avantipur, Ujjain, where Krishna later on, he went to Gurukul there, and in 64 days he mastered 64 transcendental branches of knowledge. And the mother of Sandipani Muni is Purnamasi, who also came to Braj. And actually Purnamasi, she told her son Sandipani, I want to go to Braj, because she belongs to Braj also. But in Prakatlila she was there also in Ujjain, Avantipur. And she told her son that, Sandipani Muni, I want to go and stay in Braj. And he said, okay, my dear mother, but I want to take your two children, Madhu Mangal and Nandibuki, with me, and I will take care of them. And then Sandipani Muni was saying, okay, all right, fine, no problem. And so they came all here. So, in the pastime. So he's Nandibuki, actually, and Krishna Lila, eternally in the spiritual realm. And Nandibuki, she is there in Nandagaon, actually, and she's serving Krishna there under the direction of Mother Yashoda in the morning especially, and even in the evening. So some different services are required. Saranga Thakur, he appeared in Navadvip, in one of the islands known as Modadrum Dvip. So that is across Mayapur, across the Ganges River, in one village known as Mamagachi. And he was staying there and doing his bhajan. He was staying under the Bakul tree. Bakul tree is an auspicious tree, has beautiful small flowers, and they're very fragrant, brownish color, very teeny flowers, but very fragrant. This Bakul tree here also, just outside, great soul. Therefore the devotees, when doing parikrama, they're also touching the tree, because he has been staying here since the beginning of the temple. And so, great devotee of the Lord here. So we need the blessings of everyone. So, Saranga Thakur, even the gopis, they're taking the flowers, of course, of this Bakul tree, and they're making, even sometimes, yeah, so in Braj, in Golok, the gopis, but here we have also the devotees. When the flowers are there, they're taking these fragrant flowers and they're making small garlands of the Bakul flower, very fragrant, and they're very soft and beautiful, but very, very small. So he was staying under this Bakul tree, and as we know also, Haridas Thakur, when he was staying in Puri, and he was doing bhajan also under the Bakul tree, there and also a special tree, and they wanted to cut down the tree, but then it became hollow and they couldn't cut the tree because he wanted to stay there, and so even they take the branches from that tree and then they use for as datun for the deities to brush the teeth, and even the sadhus, they're taking this, and even so that is offered to Jagannath. And one time it was discarded, and Mahaprabhu got this prasad and he put it in the ground, and then it became a tree again by his power. And so that was the famous Bakul tree in Puri. So Saranga Thakur, he was serving his deities there under the Bakul tree. And he was doing the seva alone. He was collecting flowers and he was collecting fruits, because they're growing in abundance in Mayapur, especially in Mahaprabhu's time. And then he was taking the wood, firewood, to cook the vegetables and then some rice and offer to his deities. And he was doing the seva very nicely every day himself. So that was, he was doing in the morning, and of course chanting japa, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then he was doing the seva, taking some prasad, taking a little rest, and in the afternoon he was crossing the Ganges River and he was joining Mahaprabhu in the Harinam Sankirtan in Mayapur. So we should always do japa, and if you can take part in the in Harinam, that is also very nice. Like we have here Akanda Kirtan going on, and usually also, of course now lockdown, not so much Harinam Sankirtan, but that is usually prescribed that we go out and do Harinam So Mahaprabhu was setting the example. So he was doing that every day, crossing the river and then joining the Harinam party. And so he didn't want to initiate. He was thinking that it's natural for the devotee, doesn't think himself qualified and most fallen. But then Mahaprabhu himself told him, you're a pure devotee of Krishna. You should initiate. You should make some disciples. But still he was not feeling qualified. But Mahaprabhu told him again and again. Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. He's Adi Guru. Then he thought, all right, Yaradetaka Krishna Padesha Maharagya Guru Hanataraide. And as he went to South India, he told one Brahmana also, you tell everyone Krishna Padesha, what Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, and this way you become a guru. And then you can deliver the orders in your vicinity where you're staying. So he was telling many, you become guru, you give this Krishna consciousness to others. Initiate others into Krishna consciousness, into the chanting of the holy names. So then one day he thought, well, if Mahaprabhu is telling himself, I have to follow. Then he thought, anyway, the first person I will see today, so I will initiate. So he was taking his morning bath in the morning in the Ganges River, and there was one body of a dead boy floating. So that was actually usually one is burning the body, but if the child is very small, then actually the body is not burned, but it's just put in the holy river, or sometimes buried. Even the sadhus, of course, samadhi, they are put in samadhi, the body, because the body is transcendental of a pure devotee. And even there's a jal samadhi. Sometimes due to circumstances, like when the Muslims were there, they didn't want to do samadhi because the Muslims were opening and then they were just destroying the body also. They were so demoniac. So they were doing jal samadhi, wrapping the body in a cloth and putting in the holy river. So the boy was young, so they just put the whole body in the river and he was floating. Well, actually, some say that he was bitten by a snake and then I was unconscious and he was dead. And so he was floating, but then he was taking his bath, Saranga Thakur. And so then, as he was taking bath, then the body came and he touched the body and he became alive. And then Saranga Thakur said, okay, well, you're my disciple now. I'll give you Harinam. You chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then Saranga Thakur, he was then known as Saranga Murari Thakur, because the boy's name was Murari. So he delivered Murari, and then of course later he gave him also Diksha Mantras, and so he became also a great devotee of the Lord. So the pastimes of the pure devotees are very wonderful. They are empowered and they are always very humble and tolerant, and they do whatever Krishna wants, whatever Mahaprabhu wants. First he didn't want to initiate, but because Mahaprabhu told, so then initiated, but still he didn't initiate many. Sri Saranga Thakur ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Satchinandana Gaura Hari ki, Sisi Radhe Shama Sundar ki, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Jai Jai Sisi Radhe Shama, Hare Krishna.